things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. And all things are possible now that you're here.
Let's remain standing, and if we'd open our Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. Then we'll begin reading at verse 20. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you in all things, and is a truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, he shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. And then if we could turn to John chapter 17, and I'll just read a short text from verse 3. In this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts and our heads in reverence to thee, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And we ask you, Father, to anoint our hearts with thine own spirit, that we may love thee as thy firstborn son, Jesus, loved thee. And that we might understand thy word, even as your word was manifested in him and through him, may it also be manifested to us and through us, O God. We know, Father, that you've come down for a very purpose in this hour, for a great visitation. And you've come down with a shout, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:16. You've come down in the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of yourself, according to Ephesians 1:17. And therefore, Father, we just commit our livelihood, we commit our lives, and according to Colossians 3 and 4, that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him also in glory, in the same doxa, in the same mind. Help us, Father, to understand your word. Help us to focus only upon thee and thy promises for this hour. For we ask it humbly in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. This morning, we'd like to, you may be seated, we'd like to continue in our study from Brother Branham's sermon, Spoken Word's Original Seed. And picking up paragraph 99, he says, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what did he do? Now, see, this is a thing where I think a lot of people make somewhat of a mistake, is that they look at John 14:12 and they say, well, see, that's the big miracles. That's the dynamic miracles. But that's not it. You see, Brother Branham says right here, he tells us exactly what it is. The works that I do, shall he do also. And what did he do? Just as the Father led him. That's where it applies for us. You see, when you're looking for that great dynamic Malachi 4 ministry, that's not for you and I. That was a prophet coming. You know, with healing in his wings. But what applies for us, according to John 14 and 12, is just dying to self. Just allowing the Lord to lead, just as the Father led him. What he saw, St. John 5:19, I do nothing till the Father shows me. What was he? Made himself a man. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God's spoken word through a virgin brought forth a body, and in that body come the water, the Spirit, and washed by the water of the Word, and then went in him, dwelt in him, and there come the life of God manifesting himself through Christ. God was in Christ, the Anointed One. That's what God wants for us, to use you, to use your body. no big mystery. I mean, the mystery is to the world, sure, but we've had this message for 50 years now to understand. If we've been reading and doing the things that basically the thing we got to do is just die out of self. And that's pretty hard, you know. Paragraph 100 says, Christ means the anointed one, a man that was anointed, and God dwelling in him. What was it? The germ with the flesh, the anointed one. Flesh being anointed with the Spirit of God produced the Word of God made manifest. Let's read that together. I just want to read that one more time. Notice. The germ. What's the germ? It's life, but it's invisible. It's like the sperm or the pollen. Okay, the germ with the flesh. Let's find my spot here. The germ with the flesh, the anointed one, flesh being anointed with the Spirit of God. It produced the Word of God made manifest. You see that? God in Christ was Word manifested. You see? And we beheld him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. See, there he was. See, he was God's Word made manifest. And now he died in order to pay the debt of your high breeding, there it is. What is it? That you could die to yourself until you're no more yourself and filled with his Word. That's why I say, put those tapes on every night. You wake up to it in the middle of the night. You hear that voice. You listen to it during the night. You go to sleep listening to it. You're being filled with the Word. No better way than plug in and play, right? Well, God plugs into you and you play. You become manifested Word. Because why? Your whole thoughts become God's thoughts. And that you could die to yourself until you're no more yourself and be filled with his Word, believing his Word, and then the Holy Spirit that was in him comes down to water that Word to make it grow. Well, where's the water? Where is the Word that he's going to water? It's in you. Amen? Here's the thing. God created in the womb of Mary an egg of sperm, the germ of life. It was placed in that womb. It began to grow a body, but then God came down and entered into that body and took that body over, and that body became the perfect reflection of God on earth, the manifested Word. God, the Word, manifested. Now what's he doing? The original, the spoken Word. What did he say to Mary? He said, what did he say to her? He told her that thing which is in her, that she would conceive with the Holy Ghost, and then she said, that which thou hast said, be it done unto me according to thy word. So the spoken word that implanted that egg and sperm, okay, it was Word, but it was a germ of life. Then when God came down, anointed that germ of life, it manifested God. Now God has brought his Word to a vindicated prophet in this hour. But whose Word is it? It's God's Word. Jesus said, my Word shall judge in the last days. It was God who descended with a shout. The things that are hidden belong unto the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children. And when it belongs unto us and to our children, what are we doing with it? When God revealed it to William Branham, he spoke it. It became his message. When God revealed it to you, it's now your message. What is that message? We are sons and daughters of the living God. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of doxa, the hope of having the same mind that was in Christ, the same opinion, the same values, the same judgment. He was God's Word made manifest. And now he died in order to pay the debt of your high breeding, There it is. That you could die to yourself until you're no more yourself and be filled with His Word, believing His Word. And then the Holy Spirit that was in Him comes down to water that Word, to make it grow. See? And then what is it? God manifesting, continuing the work of His first Son. Of His first Son. It's a family. His only begotten, see, that died for our hybriding life. That He might reconcile us back to be sons and daughters of God. That through the church might flow the same life by the Word. Continuing the Word being manifested as it was in Christ. Christ was God's Word made manifest, and He died, He gave His life. That He might send the Spirit, take His body up, and send the Spirit back to water, pay the redeeming price, if we'll believe it. That's it right there, if you believe it. He that believeth on Me, the works that I do. Then come the Holy Spirit upon the same Word of God. So if you have the same Word of God abiding in you, the Holy Spirit anoints that, what can it manifest? Nothing different than it manifested in the firstborn Son. Now I wish to examine this morning here, there's a thought on how that God anointed Jesus and how He is here in this hour to anoint you. In Hebrews 1 and 9 we read, or we hear the Apostle Paul teach us how that God anointed Jesus. In verse 9 he says, Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. God anointed thee. And again in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, we see that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And then we find the Apostle Paul tell us how that God has also anointed us to be with Christ. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 21, he says, Now he which establishes us with you in Christ hath anointed us in God. So what is it all about? The fact is, God has a family. Before the very foundations of the world, Ephesians 1, we were in Him. And at that time, we were predestinated to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. At the same time, in Revelation 15, I believe it is, or 17, Jesus Christ was the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. So we were predestinated to the adoption of sons before the foundation of the world. He was predestinated for His role to die for us as a bleeding, dying Lamb. And we all know that's because In the principles of adoption, that when the father passed away, when the eldest son is adopted, when he has the mind of his father, he's given 50% of the kingdom. And then when the father passed away, the other children are given. But we have a father who can't pass away. He's the only immortal God. So Jesus had to die. Now, what's interesting about that is Paul says it takes the death of the testator. All right. Now listen to this. It takes the blood shed of the testator. Well, Jesus Christ, the body, was the blood of God. You see? That's why it's so important. These things that Brother Branham taught us are so important because they're perfect. He said that was the blood of